Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Tezayin, and on today's daf, the Mishnah is quoted from Maseches Kelim. Today's topic will be breaking a kli cheres, shviras kli cheres. That is metaher the kli cheres. How exactly does that work, and what's the lumdis behind it? So the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah that's quoted here in the beginning of the daf on Tezayin Amud Aleph, the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kelim. As we know, Kelim, the 30 prakim, are all about different rules and regulations of different types of kelim. And the second parak, through the 10th, really talks about dine kli cheres. So there, in the first Mishnah, it talks about the contrast between kli cheres and all other kelim. Kli eitz, kli or, kli etzem, kli zchuchis, all other types of kelim, wooden, leather, bone, a glass, pshutan, tahorin, if they don't have a base kibul, they're pashut, they're tor, umakablan, tamayim, and if they have a base kibul, they have a receptacle area, then they are makabal tuma. Nishbaru, if they break, taharu, so then they are now tahar, they're no longer a kli. Chazar vasvem kelim, if I now refashion them into a kli, so then makablan tuma, mikanu lahaba. They're makabal tuma from mikanu lahaba, from now until the future, meaning it doesn't go back to their previous tumah. Kli cheres, kli neser, tumas and shaveh. Kli cheres has different rules. Mistamin umitamin be'avir. As we know, they become tameh and make other things tameh ba'avir by being inside. Umitamin me'achorehen, ve'ena mitamin migabehen. It does not become tameh from their back. Ushvirasan ki taharasan. Their shvira is how you are mitaharit. It could be that other types of tumas, of other kelim, there are other ways to be mitaharit. Maybe putting it into a mikvah. But here, by a chlicheres, shvirasan, it has to be broken. That is their tara. There is no other way. As the pasuk says in Vayikra, Yud Aleph, Lamed Gimel, Voso, Tishboru. Right? They have to be broken. How exactly does this work? Why is it when a chlicheres is broken, do we say that it is tahar? We will get back to that, B'Hashem, in a few minutes. Now let's go, though, for a moment to Tezayin Amabes. On the second part of today's daf, also related to Tumas Kalim, one of the gzeiras that were made, Shimon ben Shetach, on Tezayin Amabes, was masaking Ksuba Le'isha, v'gozer Tumah Kli Matris, v'gozer Tumah on Metal Kalim, Metal Kalim or Makabo Tumah. Kli Matris Daraisa, and who asked the Gemara what he mean? Kli Mateches Daraisa, they're listed in the Torah. Tichsev Aches Hazov as a Kesef, a Gomer. Yeah, we have glass that is Durabana, but metal's Daraisa. So what type of Gzeira Durabana is needed? So Lo Nitzrecha Elo Tumah Yeshana. No, Metal Kalim, the point is by Tumah Yeshana, an old Tumah. Meaning, if it breaks and then I put it back together, it goes back to its previous tuma. There's a story about with Bishel Tzion. Rashi says, "Bimeshimim ben Shetach, she was that she made a party for her child. Uvenitva kol kelea, all of her kelim became tame, and she didn't became tame." Rashi says, "Bemeis, and she has to wait right a week and havazos aparaduma day 3, day 7. So she didn't want to wait that long. She wanted to hasten the process. So therefore, what she do? She broke all the kelim. She barta, she broke all the kelim. Vinasanasan letzorif, and then she gave it back to a welder, Verischa, and he put it back together. And what happens? V'asamim kelim chadashim, she made new kelim. What happens? V'amru chachamim yachsu tamasin yishon, lacham say, didn't help. Lacham say, they're still tamei. But my time, why? So Gemara has 2 days. At least, maybe 3. My time, first day, amishum geder mechatas naguba. Why? Because mechatas, what's going to happen? If everybody learns this trick, so then they're going to break their kelim, and they're going to put it back together, and nobody's going to ever use the paraduma ashes. And we can't just stop using and makes a certain halachic process obsolete. Rashi, nimsu mechatas betelim, she'en l'chada, mamten zayin yamim. Nobody's going to wait the 7 days. It's the proper way, the usual way. Elishov Torah, the Torah doesn't tell you to break it. But everybody needs to break it. We don't want mechatos to be forgotten. We want it to be still be used. Fine, that's day number one. Why the metal kalim, after they're broken, become tummy again. This works for the tumas mace. But if you say that the gzeira of making it tummy again, even after you broke it and put it back together, applies to other tumas, not just tumas mace, then you need a different reason why the tumah yishana. So Abaya says, gzeira shalomai kevenu michtei tara. So maybe you won't break it properly. Maybe you'll make too small of a hole. Rava Amar, gzeira shemra yomru, tfila bas yoma olala. If you break it and use it that day, that people are going to come to think that when you are tovel a kli, then you can use it that day. You don't have to wait harav shemesh. You don't have to wait till the nighttime. What exactly does Rava mean? The Gemara quotes a nafkamina, which was not for our now. What does Rava mean that Gzeira Shema Yomru, people might say that if you could use a kli that was broken and put back together, then they'll say that tefillah does not need Harib Shemesh. This is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi, right here, says, people are going to think that you toveled it, not that you broke it. And if you toveled it and they see you using it that day, so they're going to think, you don't have to tovel it, you don't have to wait after the tefillah. Below bas yoma, below harif shemesh, shaharoesh and nitmu, umishtam shebe bo bayom, ve'eniodeshen nishburu, sover shed bilam, they'll think that you are matbalit, and that is the Rashi Shita. If you look in the Mishnah Achrona, the Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Achrona says, this is an example of Chshad. There are many examples of Chshad and Shas. He quotes, V'nira derotza lomar, Yud Aleph Aleph. Derotza lomar, Mishab Chshadahu, Shiach Shadu, Shemesh Tamish, Belo Harif Shemesh. V'yashcha Mishas, Kamaduchti, Yufta Chayshid Chshad, you find many places in Shas, where Choshev Chshad, and he quotes, Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, right, in the context of Chanukah, Midah Tibur Tachashin Chshad, the Tanya, that is all Rashi Shita. But if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Kalim, Yud Beis Beis, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel right here, if you look in the Rambam Tanura, no, the Chash isn't that they'll think that you Tovild it. They'll know that you broke it. But they'll say, just like Shvira does not need Harif Shemesh, so too Tvila doesn't need Harif Shemesh. Says the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis. The Chazar is Kli Matchus L'Tumaso Na'ishana Midivrei Sofrim. The fact that if you put back together a metal Kli, that's Midirabanan, Umebnei Magazra Kli Matchus Shiach L'Tumaso Na'ishana. Why? Shema Gzeira Shema Yitmulot Kli V'yatichu V'yasimenu Kli Acher Bo Bayom. You make a new Kli that day. V'im Tomar Shu Tarkid in Torah. And if you say, like the Didar Raisa, that it's Tark, because now it's a new Kli, Yavo V'yomar Hashvira mitaheres, vatfila mitaheres. People will say the breaking of the kli makes the kli tar, and the tevila of the kli makes the kli tar. Kishem shem nishbar ve'tichu vasmenu kli kishahaya hareu tar bo bayom. Just like if you break it, you made it into a new kli, it's tahar. Kachim itbilu. Avobishu kishahaya hariu tar bo bayom. So too by tara, if you amatbal it, so too it's tar right away. Viavolamar shein kilim sri ganarev shemesh. Bebrechash ze gozru alehem tuma. That is the Rambam. Yud Beis Beis, very different. So Rashi says, the chash is that people will think that you toveled it instead of breaking it. And the Rambam says, no, they'll know that you broke it. But they'll say, just like breaking doesn't need Harif Shemesh, so too tefillah doesn't need Harif Shemesh. That same Mishnah Achrona, in Perek Yud Aleph, says there's a nafkamina. It's a nafkamina between these two pirushim. What if you welded it into a different kli? You made it from big to small. You made a bowl into a plate. That's a nafkamina. Is the chshad, people, Rashi's pshat, you think people are going to think you tovled it, they're not going to think you tovled it. They see it's a different kli. That's Rashi, and that's what Rashi is befair in the next line of the Gemara. But according to the Rambam's reason and the Bar Tanura's reason, Shema Yilmadu Mishvir Latfila, Ein Chilik, Uliolam Choser, Lutamaso, if they're going to just extrapolate, so then that will be the same shash there. What is there in Akudas and Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam here? Why would you say the issue is people are going to think you toveled it, or people are going to know that you broke it, but then they will think that Tfilo does not need Harif Shemesh, just like Shvira does not need Harif Shemesh. So maybe, first possibility is maybe it's just a Machlokas about Chshad. What is, when we say people are Choshed, so do people mess up in Mitzius, or do people mess up in Halacha? So Rashi says people mess up at Mitzias. The chshad is they're going to think the wrong thing happened. Right? Later on, the Gemara says that if the days of old, when you lit the menorah outside, you had a life, you had two windows in your house, on two opposite sides of the house, you have to light on both sides. Why? Because people are not going to see it on one side, they're not going to know that you lit it on the other side. So that's a mistake of Mitzias. They're just not going to know. That's what Rashi says here. They're going to think you toveled it instead of breaking it. Maybe that's what Rashi thinks about the issue of chshad. While the Rambam says, no, the issue of chshad, they're going to know exactly what happened, but they're going to extend it to halacha, which is not true. And they're going to extrapolate halacha, which is not true. And maybe that's the issue between Rashi and the Rambam here. But maybe there's something a little deeper. Maybe there's something a little deeper here that goes to the root of the question we started off with, and that is, when we say, we're talking here about Shviras Kli Matchis, but we'll compare a Shvira of the Kli Matchis. They both, Shvira in both places. By Klicheres, it's the only way. Shvira Klicheres cannot be become purified and tahar in a mikvah. But by every kli, by a cheres, and by a mateches midaraisa, we say shviras and zuitarasa. So why is that? So Bochan talks about this in Psachim, in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, where he suggests maybe it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. He goes to the root of the machlokas, and that's going to relate to us also here. There's a machlokas between Tosfos and Rashi, Maseches Chulin. When we say we break a kli, and then it becomes tar, does it have to be totally broken to make it unusable? That's Shitas Tosfos, Chulin Ayin Gimel. Is that what it means? Or Rashi, in Chulin a little earlier, later, Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, says Rashi, that it does not have to be broken totally into an unusable piece. Says Rashi, Talis Ishabalakara, Talis started being ripped. Ubalakara Lavatla Mitores Talis, and you want to break it for being a Talis. Umeacha Shane Ru'i Lamlacha Rishona, once it's not Ru'i for its original purpose. The Ain Shma Aleha, and it's not called what it used to be, Mitaheres. Ava Bishish Bishariha Shalosh Shalos. Viadain Ru'i Lakabal Tuma. It's still Ru'i. Tahora Mitumasa Rishona. It's still tar from the original Tuma. Dumya Klicheres, the Shvirasa Mitaraso, Ushvarav Makamun Tuma, Kedarina Bela Trefus, Henrik Akhilevadovra saying, Fiavagavachulu, and he continues. So, as long, even if it's still Rawi for a Malacha, so what's that Machlokas about? Answer Machana, Nimsachan Kufnan Hei. Machlokas Rashi Tosa, that has to be totally not Rawi, or it can be Rawi, but just not for its original purpose. Says Rabbachanan, when we say Shvira breaks it, here's the key to it all. Is it that once I break it, so then it's no longer a Kli? And only Kalim are Makabal Tumah. What's Makabal Tumah? People are Makabal Tumah, and Kalim are Makabal Tumah, and food is Makabal Tumah. So if it's not one of those three, then it's not Makabal Tumah. So once I break it, so then it just loses its Tumah because it's not something that's Ro'i L'Kabal Tumah anymore. That's one possibility. Or no, maybe there is, just like Tahara, just like if I put something into a mikvah, I did a Maisa HaMitaheres. I did an action that is now Mitaher this item, a Maisa Mitaheres, I put it into a mikvah. So maybe Shvira is also that. I do a Maisa Shvira, that's a Maisa HaMitaheres, the item. Two ways of looking at why Shvira works. It says Rav Chanan, maybe that's the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, that it has to be totally broken. Why? Because, approach one, it has to lose its status as a Kli, V'hainu, says Rav Chanan. D'Shvira lo Shaycha el Ahecha Shashever Eino Roy L'Kabal Tuma. Right? That's Tosfos. Aval das Rashi, D'Shvira Mitaheres Afilu Hecha Dashever M'Kabal Tuma, Hainu D'Tara Shvira Gzeres HaKasev Kemo Tevila. Tvila, you do tvila, it works. So to shvira, you do shvira, it works. Right, and that is the way that Rabbi Chanan explains that machlokas. That's the lumdus. If you look in the Stipler, in the Kehilas Yaakov, in Taharos, in Simin Yud Gimel, he asks on Tosfos, wait a minute. Tosfos says it has to be totally not ra'ui in order to be tahar. But one second, there is a Mishnah, another Mishnah, in Maseches Kelim. The Mishnah in Maseches Kelim tells us in Perek Chaf Ches, Mishnah Hey, Chaf Ches Hey, right, almost at the end of the Masechta, that if somebody has a jug made out of leather, Chemes, Sha'asa Shatiach, and you made it into a rug, the Shatiach Sha'aso Chemes, or the opposite, you have a rug that you tied up and you made it into a Chemes Tar, and if it had been tummy before, it is Tar. But one second, I switched it, let's say I broke it from the jug, and now it's still usable as a rug, or vice versa, it's tar. But one second, according to Tosfos, don't we say that it has to be totally unusable to lose its tumah? But lachora divrei Tosfos tumuim, asked the Stipler. Ta ashkacha behedya, shekshenishtane ledover acher nitar, afo bishagam achsha mekabal tumah mikan alahaba. So why is it that in the Mishnah, in Kalim, in Perachav Ches, we say that even if it's ra'ui, it is no longer mekabal tumah? So explains the Stipler, it must be that even according to Tosfos, even according to Tosfos, there's a difference between a beged that is ripped a bunch of the way, and we say, Tosfos says, oh, if it's still ra'ui to be a cloth, so then it is not yet tahar. There, says the Stipler, it's still the shame, the same chalo shame. It was a beged, and now it's still a beged, and it's a small beged. If you make a jug into a rug into a jug, so then even Tosfos would agree. It's about a new status. Don't compare the two. The chemesh aso shatiach harishin hu l'shem acher. The ain zeh kli rishona. Totally different kli v'lakach nitar. To the gavi shema rishon havi lei kinishbar. The second that it becomes a new kli, that kiilu, it's a nishbar compared to the other. Aval talashit chubalakara. But if there's a beged that you started to rip, calls banchish boshir beged harilonish tanishmo to mikaravi beged begamachshavu beged. Right, it's still a beged. V'yafshet is katein, even if it got smaller, mikomakom lo nifka mimenu shein beged, kol zman sheyesh bo shir. It's still a beged, bigger to smaller, doesn't make a difference here. And therefore, even according to Tosfos, who says it has to be totally an oroi, it only has to be an oroi if, until that point, it still has the same chaloshe that it had before. But if it's roi for something else, and now it has a different purpose totally, then that would be good enough. It's considered nishbar regarding the earlier purpose. That's one comment the Stipler has on Tosfos. But now let's go to Rashi for a moment. He quotes Rashi. There is another machlokes about Tumas Ochlin, which is not our topic now, but Rashi in a few places in Shas says that we know that for Ochel, for Tamei food to be Tamei something else, it has to be the size of an egg. It has to be the size of a beitza. What about to become Tamei? So Shita's Rashi is that even a kol shehu, even a tiny amount can become Tamei. Ein sarach shir. You don't need a shir. But one second, ask the Stipler. According to that Deya, we're going to get back to their other Rashi in a second. According to that, but there is a Medrash, the Torah's Kohanim, tells us, by a Klicheres, v'oso tishboru, you shall break the Klicheres, oso atashover l'taraso, you could break a Klicheres to be mitaharit, v'i atashover ochlein l'tarasan, but you can't break a food into smaller pieces in order to be mitaharit. So that's a special Gzeiras HaKasav. So ask the Stipler, according to the other Rashi, by Tumas Ochlin, if any shear of a food, even Ochel that's a Kolshu, could be Makabel Tuma, so what's the Havamina? Why do you need a Pasuk to tell me that, oh, even if you break it, it's still Tame? Any type of any Kolshu food is going to be Makabel Tuma. So I need a Pasuk to tell me that if I break the food, it's going to be tar, even misvara. Misvara, I would know, it would still be tame. Misvara, I would know it only applied to kli and not to food. So explains the Stipler, but maybe let's go back to our Rashi. Remember Rashi says, the other Rashi, Chulin Kufchav Gimel Man Aleph, where Rashi says, even if it breaks a little bit, even if it's just changed from its original purpose, that's good enough. So once he said, what's the lumnus behind that? Because it's not about creating a new status, like the first approach. But the second approach, it's a maisa, just like there's a maisa tefillah, that's mitaharis, so too there's a maisa shvira, that's mitaharis. So I might have thought that if I take a whole cookie and I break it, maybe that maisa shvira is mitaharis. So I might have thought that that's why there's a havamina. Kamash Malan says the Medrash that we don't say that havamina. Okay, but either way, we have this lumdis of Rabbi Chanan and Psachim Semikufnun Hey, whether shviras kli, he mitaharis, is that because you're still longer a kli, and therefore it's not makabel tuma, or it's a maisa mitaharis, just like tevila. So maybe, suggests some achronim, maybe that's the machlokas Rashi Rambam in our Gemara, here on Tef Tazayin Mabes, where again, the machlokas was, the Gemara says, by a tumas, by a kli mateches, if you break it and put it back together, you want to use it that day? No. Chazul tumasa neishana. Why? Rashi says, because people are going to think you were tovel it, and therefore they're going to think you don't need Arif Shemesh. While the Rambam says, no. People are going to think, they're going to know you broke it. But they're going to think, just like Shvira, so too Tefila, and therefore it will work that day. So maybe that's the lambdas. According to Rashi here, it's about creating a new reality. Right? That's what Shvira is. So there's no parallel. Rashi doesn't say that Shvira is going to lead to Tara. They're two totally different things. Tara is a Maisa Tara. Shvira is where you're breaking it. It's no longer a kli, therefore it can't be makabel tuma. Well, according to the Rambam says, no, it's a maisa shvira, that's a gzeiras hakasuv, just like tvila is a gzeiras hakasuv, that is mataharis, and that's why he says the gzeiras, people might think, shvira, and then lead to tara. The problem is that if you put this together, then the two Rashis don't work out. Because the Rashi in the Stipler and Rabbi Chanan world, Rashi held that it is a maisa hamitaharis. While according to this approach, it wouldn't be a Maisa Madara. According to what we're suggesting here, we're saying according to the Rambam, there's a parallel between the Shvira and the Tefila, and it would be a Maisa. While according to Rashi, though, Rashi would say that the Chashash is just that they would think that you did Tevila, and Tefila does not need Harif Shemesh, so nothing to do with the Shvira. So those two Rashis won't work out if we want to put them together. Okay, so maybe I might want to go back to the first Pshad of Chshad, or it could somehow be Mechalik between the different types of, this is about the Chshash of a mateches. Maybe there's a difference between mateches and cheres. Maybe this is within the world of derabanans. What are we worried about versus daraisa? You still might be able to see the lumdus in the Rashi elsewhere. Again, we didn't get to talk about it. Maybe another time we'll talk about chshad. Some achronim are machalic between chshad and maris ayin. Chshad. Sometimes you have to figure out exactly how it's used in the Gemara, but like the Chshad by Chanukah. Are people going to think that, according to Rashi, let's say, who says there's an issue of Chshad, are people going to think that you did something wrong, or are people going to think that there's a difference, there's a different reality, and then they're going to do something wrong, right? They're going to think that this restaurant is kosher, and therefore they're going to eat there. By Chanukah, they're not going to think that you don't have to light Chanukah candles. They're going to think that you didn't light it. So maybe that's the Chshad here. They're going to think that you don't need Harif Shemesh. So is that Chshad? Is that Maris Ayin? So that's a discussion. Not for now. We'll have to come back to it, but just keep that in mind. Okay, we'll have to stop here.